This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. FBI Director James Comey was on Capitol Hill today testifying in front of the House Intelligence Committee. He talked about a bunch of stuff, of course, and also, of course, the Apple case came up. Here's part of what Comey said.
I'm trying to be cautious in answering because I'm not an expert, but what the experts have told me, and I'm sure this will be sorted out by the judge, is the code the judge has directed Apple to write works only on this one phone, and so the idea of it getting out in the wild and working on my phone or your phone, at least the experts tell me, is not a real thing. But again, I'm not an expert, and I do think that's something the judge is going to have to sort out.
As we all know, the judge is going to sort it out. Apple, in fact, filed its motion in the case today. Technically, a motion to vacate the magistrate's order that the company helped the FBI get into the iPhone in question, the one belonging to the San Bernardino shooter. We called our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, and asked her what the Apple filing had to say about Comey's whole no big deal thing.
Well, Apple and other technologists say that is a bit of a fairy tale. They say once that code is created, there's always a way to make it work on a different phone. And in fact, there are several other pending cases where lawmakers have already said that they would like to use a backdoor to get information in these cases that are not related to terrorism. So it's unlikely that one piece of code, one phone, would actually turn out to be the reality, at least in the opinion of Apple and its experts.
It's a 65-page filing, the document from Apple today. Lots in there, obviously. First Amendment stuff, Fifth Amendment stuff, also this from Molly Wood again.
The big legal argument in this motion to vacate is basically that law enforcement is asking for something that it doesn't have the authority to request. And in fact, that Congress specifically prohibits law enforcement from asking companies, private companies, to create specific features, to require the design or adoption of new services just for aiding law enforcement. And that when Congress very recently had the opportunity to put new legislation into place that would give them that authority, they said no.
Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the Apple filing today. The hearing on this one, by the way, is on the 22nd of March, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, California time. Set your calendars. The crux of this whole thing, of course, is the encryption that Apple puts on the data that people keep on their phones. The New York Times reports today the company is trying to tighten that encryption even more. Apple's engineers are apparently already hard at work on that, which got us thinking about software engineers skilled in the ways of encryption and how they probably have their pick of jobs right now, and that this slice of tech is probably in quite the boom. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that one.
Perhaps a signal of how in-demand encryption engineers are came today from Apple. It hired the guy who designed Signal, the encryption messaging app endorsed by none other than Edward Snowden. And Matthew Green can tell you just how hot the encryption field is right now. He teaches encryption at Johns Hopkins University.
I've had a hard time trying to get students to come do summer research with me because they all get jobs at companies like Facebook and Google. They pretty much get snarfed up.
Snarfed up, and not just by tech firms, but by financial institutions, healthcare organizations, the auto industry, and many others. So woe is the employer trying to attract this narrow group of encryption specialists. Meet Joe Loomis, an employer in woe.
The issue that you struggle with is once you have talent that is interested in joining an organization, it's almost a catch-22 because you wonder why that talent hasn't been acquired by someone else.
And that's if you even get to that point, says Loomis, who's CEO of the startup Cyberspons. He says it takes him 6 to 9 months to find someone qualified.
I believe it's only going to get worse because encryption is extremely difficult to navigate.
But there's good news for Loomis. His business, which provides cybersecurity tools, is seeing increased demand, as are many other similar firms, says Rod Beckstrom, whose venture firm invests in cybersecurity companies.
The awareness of boards of directors and all C-level executives of the extreme importance of cybersecurity is only growing.
Beckstrom says companies are looking for any job seeker willing to take even some rudimentary cybersecurity training. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.